some of the best posts that I wrote and some of the best posts that were within that patch were largely because they were featuring those entrepreneurs and business owners, and it just kind of spread because they shared it out to their audience, and everybody was kind of captivated and learning about not just the business and the product and the services, but the story behind the business and why somebody started the business.
You're an entrepreneur, and you make vital decisions that hopefully blossom into a business. You're the savvy, out-of-the-box risk-taker who believes wholeheartedly in the process of innovation. Innovation that will change the world. This is CEO Chat with Gresham Harkless, and you're about to embark on a journey through the awesome world of business. Gresham is the epitome of drive and desire as he works to help support small businesses and entrepreneurship. And you're about to learn from this entrepreneur how you can improve your odds of success in the business world. Welcoming the host of CEO Chat, here's Gresham Harkless.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresham Harkless from CBNation.co and Blue 16 Media, your choice for all your website design and digital marketing needs. And first and foremost, I just wanted to say Happy New Year. It is now 2018, and this is episode number 50. And today, I thought it would be pretty great to do what I haven't actually done in the past, which is properly introduce CEO Chat. For the past year or two, I've been doing these podcast interviews, and I never really had the opportunity to kind of talk about the aim of CEO Chat and some of the things that we're trying to do. But what I thought would be the best thing to do is just literally to go back and say, hey, this is exactly why I started CEO Chat. This is where it came from. And I think the best way to start it is really to think about CEO Blog Nation and CB Nation and really the first blog that we had within our network, which was Herepreneur. But I literally started CEO Chat with the idea of just using these entrepreneurs and business owners that I was interviewing, and I would record the podcast and I would actually create them and write them in traditional blog form where we would write out the interviews that we were having. We would create a post directly from that conversation. And I thought it was pretty kind of awesome that I not only had those interviews that I was able to publish, but I also had all these audio files that was sitting on my phone or whatever I was using to interview. And I just said, hey, why don't I take that and make it into a podcast? And it doesn't have to be like an epic John Lee Dumas podcast or a Tim Ferriss podcast, but just simply something where I take all this great content and great conversations that I'm having with entrepreneurs and business owners, and I put it into a podcast form, maybe add an intro and an outro, and literally just make it into something that any entrepreneur and business owner that's trying to learn how to improve themselves and try to figure out how to get better, just like I was, would be able to kind of learn a lot from that. So that's literally what started CEO Chat. It was literally me just interviewing entrepreneurs and business owners, something that I was doing already, taking those audio files and then finding a place to save it and literally making it into a podcast. And it's crazy to think that we're already at episode number 50. When it literally was, you know, just something that we kind of did or something I did on the side just to kind of hopefully share some great content and information for entrepreneurs and business owners. So what really was kind of like the catalyst for CEO Chat and CB Nation TV, which we have coming out as well, was CEO Blog Nation. And even before that, it was Herepreneur. So if you don't know, really know the story of how CEO Blog Nation and Herepreneur got started, I literally was always kind of crazy interested about entrepreneurship. The opportunity to get to hear from an entrepreneur, business owner, why they started their business, what types of lessons did they learn? It was literally my way to kind of go to business school, so to speak. So I didn't even do my master's. I started to really look into entrepreneurship. So I got my master's in sports management, but I did my capstone project or my thesis project on sports entrepreneurship. So even there was probably the first seeds of CEO Blog Nation. But what I did during that capstone project at Georgetown was I took time out to interview entrepreneurs and business owners within the sports industry to figure out what things that they had, which were characteristics or maybe traits that they had that made them successful entrepreneurs. And what I took was I came together with a list of those traits, and then I created a program around developing those skills in order to improve those specific skills. So it's everything from resiliency, things that you say, okay, that entrepreneur is successful because of X, Y, and Z. I was able to get and glean those characteristics from the entrepreneurs that I interviewed, and I created a program around that. So I think that really was the first probably seed of CEO Blog Nation. But fast forward, I used to freelance for a company called Patch, AOL Patch. Well, it was initially owned by AOL. So in the Virginia area, there's this strip of businesses, which I'm sure there's a lot of them across the world, but there's a strip of businesses of entrepreneurs and business owners in Lake Ridge Occoquan, and I had the opportunity to run an entrepreneurial spotlight column for the Lake Ridge Occoquan Patch. And it was there that, again, I think I just got really, really motivated and interested in entrepreneurship and kind of understanding what it was, because I didn't necessarily grow up in that background where I grew up, where both my parents had owned a business or anything like that. So it was all fairly new to me. And with, you know, the economic crisis happening and so many things moving and changing, I just was reading so much and trying to understand exactly, you know, what I should do having just graduated in the heart of the economic crisis, but also trying to understand like what my path was, what my talents were, and how I could best utilize them for myself, but also for the world at large. And that's where I was just kind of always just going towards the things that I was passionate about, things I was interested about. And again and again and again, that came back to being and reading and learning from entrepreneurs and entrepreneurship. So for me, when I did that entrepreneur spotlight column, it was, you know, small business owners in the Lake Ridge Occoquan area. And I really had the opportunity to learn from them, not only what it took to start a business, learn about what their business was, but just as a whole, I got to scratch that journalism itch that I always had, and also be able to share to other business owners exactly what these business owners had learned about. So I thought it was absolutely awesome. And the crazy thing that I started to notice was that I felt like a lot of these business owners have always wanted to tell their story. They saw some type of opportunity and they wanted to let everybody else know about why they started their business. Of course, they wanted more business, so they were okay with the promotion, but something kind of magical happened when I would take those interviews and I would say, hey, your interview is going to post on this date at this time, so please share it out to your network. That I saw that some of the best posts that I wrote and some of the best posts that were within that patch were largely because they were featuring those entrepreneurs and business owners, and it just kind of spread because they shared it out to their audience and everybody was kind of captivated and learning about not just the business and the product and services, but the story behind the business and why somebody started the business that they started. And I thought that was really, really awesome. And again, you know, that's just another seed that was planted that made me say that, hey, this is something I love doing. This is something I'm crazy passionate about and something I definitely want to pursue. So I think the next thing was probably the most and hardest thing that happened, which was me tearing my Achilles tendon. I had a job that I left. I wasn't too happy about it, about the job. It just wasn't the right fit for me. So I decided to just kind of, you know, continue doing what I was doing, interviewing entrepreneurs and business owners. But I knew that being an entrepreneur and business owner, or, you know, doing any type of freelancing, which is what I was focusing on more at the time than trying to build a business, I needed to kind of be of sound mind and, of course, body. So I decided to get back into working out and playing sports. I've always been a lover of basketball. So I went to a basketball court and played a pickup game. And I remember to this day, I was in Arlington, Virginia, and I jumped up to get a rebound and I literally felt like somebody took a hammer and slammed it into the back of my leg. I didn't know what it was initially. I literally thought somebody had stepped on the back of my foot. So I turned around, there was nobody behind me, and I literally had to push myself off the court with my hands, drag, you know, my legs are literally on the ground and I'm literally dragging myself off with my upper body and trying to figure out, you know, did I roll my ankle? What happened? And I remember driving home and I was just in an incredible amount of pain. And I was like, oh man, I don't know what happened. Maybe I just rolled my ankle too much. And then I started to use everybody's favorite doctor, which is Google. And I Googled and found out that there's a good chance that I probably tore my Achilles tendon. And that was definitely hard. I tried to fight it as much as possible, but I eventually went to the doctor. And then I had to get Luckily, it wasn't a complete tear, but a tear nevertheless. So I had to get my leg wrapped. At that time, I did not have the best insurance. I had just left my job. So it was really, really dark time in my life. But I'm here today. So things definitely obviously got better. But I remember during that time, I was really, 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 really angry. And I didn't know. I felt like I did what I was supposed to do, which was to follow the path that was important to me and chase my dreams as I always felt like I should. And I kind of got brought down to the reality of the world, so to speak. So for me, during that time, I couldn't really get around to do those freelance interviews as I had done before. And that really hurt because I really was going to go gung-ho into, you know, being a freelance writer, creating content, working for Patch, working for other publications. And I just literally couldn't because I was kind of stuck in bed repairing, trying to get better. So I still, you know, try to be as active as possible. I actually went to a wedding, one of my friend's weddings in Brooklyn. But I think the biggest thing that I did when I was bedridden was start Herepreneur. And if you don't know, before CEO Blog Nation or CB Nation became CEO Blog Nation or CB Nation, there was Herepreneur. And I started Herepreneur largely because I still was crazy passionate about the stories for entrepreneurs and business owners. The only difference was I didn't keep it to the Lake Ridge, Occoquan area as I had before. So if you can just envision this, I was literally sitting in my bed and I was just interviewing like entrepreneurs and business owners. I would go to sites. I would read about entrepreneurship. I was still crazy passionate about it, still reading very voraciously about, you know, entrepreneurship. And it was there that I started a blog called Herepreneur. And you can see some of the blogs, if you look way far back, you go all the way to the back pages. But it was literally me just saying, hey, you know, why did you start your business? Just trying to encompass that thing, which was entrepreneurship and that entrepreneur spotlight column that I had been writing. And it was there that I literally just conducting email interviews. I remember had some interviews and conversations via Skype. I was stuck in bed. It was just kind of crazy. But it's crazy to think about like where I was at that time and where I've been able to kind of grow the blog sites now. But slowly over time, it was that same kind of spirit that I saw where if I did an interview of an entrepreneur and business owner and I said, hey, you were featured here, they would share it out to their audience. And what I started to see is if I was able to do that on a regular basis, it would continue to kind of snowfall. So that's really how I started to see how to grow traffic organically. And that's one of the reasons that you know, I'm really passionate about entrepreneur stories and hearing how they started the business and just hearing everybody's story. And it started out as those profiles and then it went to the roundup interviews and just slowly and slowly and slowly the organic traffic started to grow and grow and grow. And I started to say, hey, I might have something here because, you know, the traffic's continuing to grow. You know, I'm having to switch hosting and this is happening, you know, over time and over years. But again, that's definitely, you know, what I started to see. And it eventually changed from Herepreneur to me actually looking and saying, okay, what else is out there? What other blog sites are out there? And okay, this blog site is doing this, this blog site is doing that. So that's where kind of the idea of CEO Blog Nation came out too. And I knew that it was very important to create kind of like community. And from that very early stage, that's kind of where CEOBlogNation.com came out. And I knew that having a community of blogs where entrepreneurs and business owners can focus on different forms of content based off of what they need. So I had it really broken down between different reasons that people would take in content. So sometimes you have your people that are maybe even consumers or customers that just wants to hear about the backstory behind an entrepreneur's business. So that's where Herepreneur came out. And then you had the entrepreneurs and business owners that want to know exactly how to create a Facebook page and the step-by-step guides in order to do that. So that's where Teach a CEO came out. And then Rescue a CEO was all about, you know, support for those entrepreneurs and business owners coming to the rescue of those CEOs and entrepreneurs. And that's where, you know, we got our guest post. So just it started to evolve and snowball over time. And then, of course, I had the DMV CEO because I knew me being in the DC, Maryland, and Virginia area, especially Northern Virginia, it was very important for me to kind of capture the spirit of entrepreneurship in this area, especially because I felt like most entrepreneurs and business owners in most locations, it was definitely underserved. So it was my duty to kind of focus on that. So that's where DMV CEO came out. And it just kind of snowballed from that. We have launched lots of different blog sites, but it's all within that CEO Blog Nation network. And I think that was probably kind of the most exciting time because, again, it was something that was a very, very dark time for me. And I had the opportunity to really just use it as a lesson and maybe a sign that the path I was going down was not the right path that I should have been going down. So needless to say, I bounced around to a bunch of different jobs. I continued to run CEO Blog Nation on the side. And then, as many of you know, I started a digital marketing company about a year or so after that, seeing that a lot of people that were journalists actually also dabbled in doing digital marketing. And me being a technology geek, I always looked at, you know, creating WordPress websites and doing SEO. And just all those things were of interest to me, but it wasn't really something that I'd fully devoted my time to. So slowly that also evolved. So it was kind of interesting to kind of see some of the similarities in kind of the two different things I was trying to hold together as separate entities. But eventually they started to merge together. And that's really kind of what I wanted to talk about today is just some of the things that we're doing for CEO Blog Nation. As you know, about a year and a half, 2 years, the two brands have merged together into one. CEO Blog Nation is connected with Blue 16 Media, and Blue 16 Media is connected with CEO Blog Nation. And right now I've shortened it to actually CB Nation, which again is just a short kind of summarized version of CEO Blog Nation. So it's kind of like the nickname of CEO Blog Nation. So CB Nation is just a community of niche blogs for entrepreneurs and business owners. We have a community of blogs, which you can read. We have a podcast, as you're listening to now, CEO Chat. And there we're going to eventually have a full all-out YouTube channel called CB Nation TV. And that's where we're going to have a lot of video interviews and a lot of video content for entrepreneurs and business owners. So if you can visualize it, think about listen, read, and watch. And the real big thing that we're going to do is we're taking the I Am CEO community, which I am, if you don't know, is the two most powerful words, I think, in the English language when they're put together, is because you can say I am whatever and you in your mind automatically thinks you are that. So I thought it was really great to talk about being I Am CEO. And as you know, our volume 2 of our ebook has come out. So be sure to also check that out. But there's basically three things that I'm looking forward to in 2018 from CB Nation. The first thing is our CEO chat and the opportunity to really have more in-depth conversations. As you know, this is episode number 50, but we hope to double that and beyond double that this year and having really great interviews and content from these entrepreneurs and business owners that I hear so much from. I get books from on a weekly basis of entrepreneurs that are really writing some phenomenal things. I get my email box flooded, of course, with pitches from PR companies, but also from entrepreneurs and business owners themselves. We have our roundups that we do through helperreporter.com. So all these things, we're looking to hopefully create some really phenomenal content in 2018. And the next thing, you know, as I kind of alluded to, is our I Am CEO Volume 2. Based off that community that we're starting to build, we have a Facebook group. If you don't know, you want to check that out. But also download our ebook. This ebook is kind of like a summary of some of the best tips that we've gotten over the years from entrepreneurs and business owners in our roundup. So if you're thinking about, you know, starting a business, you're thinking about hiring, you're thinking about hiring a virtual assistant, just all those different things, we've had roundups about them. But this kind of summarizes all kind of the great content that we've gotten. It's definitely not all of the content, but it is a lot of the content. It's a great way to start, in my opinion. And it's everybody's favorite word, which is free to download and check out on our site. And then finally, the last big thing is our B16.co community. I think anybody that does any type of blogging, anybody that does any type of content creation, it's important to kind of keep in mind what your goal is and what your focus is. And for us, in merging the brands together, we've used over the past year and a half, 2 years, used CEO Blog Nation as a way for me, myself, to kind of network with entrepreneurs and business owners, but also to kind of let people know about the services that we're providing in the form of digital marketing, website design, and WordPress website support. So I think that's very important that you have that idea in mind, because that it could be that thing that you're doing to create content that allows you to distinguish yourself from your quote unquote competition. And I think that most of the entrepreneurs and business owners that I've met, very few that are within my industry have this blog community like I have in CB Nation. So I think that's important to kind of keep in mind about, you know, ways that you can distinguish yourself. It's thinking about things that you're passionate about, things that you do well, and then working backwards and developing and creating content as a result of it. And I think that's something to keep in mind. So anybody who's creating any type of content, one of the things that they want to try to keep in mind is how to monetize it. I think that you want to definitely focus initially on just creating content, just getting people to come to your site, creating those opportunities. But I think at some point you have to start to test different ways to kind of monetize. What I realized is that I have a huge amount of, I should say, of content ranging from, you know, posts that haven't actually gone live to podcast interviews or interviews that also have not gone live on our site, and also just general digital marketing knowledge that I have or tools that I use, like my scheduling tool. If you haven't scheduled the time with me, how efficient I am as far as creating and building relationships, but doing it in a very, very efficient way. If somebody sends me a connection on LinkedIn, I'm sending a link to schedule a time for a phone call so that we can get to know each other. So all these things are great, but a lot of people don't know about a lot of these productivity tools. So what I'm hoping to work on, and we're hoping to build with our B16.co community, which is emergence of Blue 16 Media and CEO Blog Nation, it's simply a way for me to create exclusive and premium content for entrepreneurs and business owners. So you're going to see and hear podcast interviews. You're going to maybe hear excerpts from our CEO chat podcast. You're going to get premium content from CB Nation, premium video content. If you want to know how to do updates to your WordPress website, you'll see that. We're even creating a kind of like a website community around B16 as well. So that's just some of the things that we're kind of working on and cooking up for 2018. And I'm super excited about the year. I think we have a lot of great things that we're going to do. And as always, you know, if you don't already know, feel free to reach out to me, gwh@ceoblognation.com is my email address. Feel free to shoot me an email. It might take me a little while to get back to you, but I promise I'm working through my emails and I'm doing better in the new year. And definitely, if there's one thing that you want to take away from this, and hopefully I showed you better than I could tell you, is tell your story. I think that it is a great way for you to kind of distinguish yourself and your business. If you can tell who you are and what it is that you do, and you can kind of be very, very transparent about, you know, your ups and downs, trials and tribulations, because we all have them. I think it's a very, very powerful thing to do. So if, you know, you're thinking about starting a business or you have a business, ask yourself, have you really told your story about your business and why you've done what you've done? And I think being as authentic and transparent as possible is the best way in order to do that. I think sometimes we rehearse what we want to say and how we want to say it, but it's important to do that. I'm not going to lie. But the reality is that if you're able to be authentic and you're able to connect with people and say, hey, you know, I made that dumb decision too, or I made that great decision too, or I was thinking of doing that, so how'd you do that? I really think that that's how we kind of become a stronger community as entrepreneurs and business owners, but even on a deeper level as people. So I implore you to definitely tell your story. If you want to tell your story, you know you can always check us out on herepreneur.com. If you sign up for Help a Reporter Out, you can also kind of join our roundups. But there's a specific page on our herepreneur.com site where you can go and actually type in and say exactly what your story is. But that's basically it for me. This is Gresh. I'm signing off. It's 2018. Again, wishing you a happy new year. And I will see you later on.